Our China's Communist Party Congress wrapped up on the weekend, but questions are still swirling about an incident involving former President Hu Jintao. He was escorted out of the main auditorium in the Great Hall of the People on Saturday, just as the Congress was officially closing. It's unclear what really happened, but some exclusive video by CNA gives some clues. Jill Neubronner walks us through it.
The video of Hu Jintao has been seen by millions of people around the world. But China's censors have scrubbed the images from the country's internet. On Saturday, CNA's team in Beijing had just been released from a media holding area. Then our cameraman captured these images. And you can see Li Changshi, the head of China's legislature, the National People's Congress, sitting to the left of Hu Jintao. Now, both men have their hands on a red folder, and Mr. Li is talking to Mr. Hu. Then, watch this. Mr. Li slides the folder away from the 79-year-old Mr. Hu and continues to speak to him. Seconds later, Mr. Hu places his hand on the folder again, prompting a gesture from Wang Huning, the Communist Party's chief ideologue, seated to Mr. Li's left. Now, our camera pans to show President Xi Jinping and outgoing Premier Li Keqiang, with only Mr. Xi watching what is transpiring. And that's when President Xi gets involved. The next images show him calling over someone, either an aide, an official, or perhaps a security staffer. The Chinese leader is pointing, and the man he's speaking to is nodding. He's touching the papers in front of him. All the while, Hu Jintao appears to be listening. Mr. Xi also gestures over and over again. When he's finished, he adjusts himself and stares forward. Then, seconds later, nods as discussion continues around Mr. Hu. After this, the infamous exit by the now frail senior citizen who once held ultimate power in China. The man President Xi was speaking to helps Mr. Hu to his feet. At this point, the head of the Communist Party Secretariat, Kong Xiaoxun, arrives to help out. And they start to walk away, but Mr. Hu seems to make an attempt to sit down again. All the while, President Xi is half watching what's going on. Premier Li is staring off. And to Mr. Li's right is Wang Yang. Both men are Hu Jintao loyalists, and both, it would soon be revealed, were set to leave the powerful Politburo Standing Committee. By this time, Mr. Hu seems like he's been convinced to leave the auditorium. On his way out, the former leader says something to Xi Jinping, who nods. Then Hu Jintao pats Li Keqiang on the shoulder as he walks by. Mr. Li nods his head and turns slightly to watch Mr. Hu leave. Some of the people at the table taking in what's going on, while others just staring ahead. Tellingly, Hu Jintao's protege, Hu Chunhua, has his arms crossed. He was seen as someone who could possibly be part of the new Politburo Standing Committee. But when the lineup was unveiled on Sunday, he wasn't there. All of the members are fiercely loyal to Xi Jinping, and none has close ties to any former Chinese leaders. The very fact that the Hu Jintao incident was caught on camera is historic for Chinese politics, which is always tightly choreographed. Chinese media say Mr. Hu left because he was not feeling well, but then felt better a short time later. So many questions remain, though. What was Li Changshu saying to Hu Jintao? What did Xi Jinping say once he got involved? What did the officials say to Hu Jintao to convince him to leave? And what exactly was inside that red folder in the paperwork that was taken away from Mr. Hu? Given the opaque nature of the inner workings of the Chinese Communist Party, we may never know.
Dr. Lim Taiwei, an adjunct senior research fellow at the National University of Singapore, joins us live from Tokyo. Dr. Lim, we just heard that we don't know so much. And what we do eventually know, we're likely to know years from now and only in retrospect. But for now, what do we know and what is it useful for us to know?
I think what we do know is that there are three sort of interpretation of what's going on. And the first interpretation is very much centered around Xinhua News Agency's official explanation, which was that Mr. Hu was not feeling well, was taken to another room where he got some rest, and thereafter did well. And the second explanation is centered mainly around speculation about the intentionality of the departure from the hall. And certainly these are true speculation because there are no hard evidence with regards to intentionality of departure from the hall. And the third explanation is centered around what has been released on 25th of October 2022 as recorded by one telecaster. And the speculation is on textual documents that were shown in the new footage. Again, intentionality is unknown, but a lot of debates appears to center around around the textual document, the physically seen in the footage.
So very quickly, Dr. Lim, and keep this brief, what are those documents? Is that the stuff in the red folder, and how are they relevant at all?
Well, the general consensus is that it contains the name list of the candidates to be announced, and it is in the red folder placed in front of the attendees, not just Mr. Hu, but all the attendees.
And in that case, there's hardly anything so significant about that. Everyone was going to be knowing at that point who was going to be on the Central Committee, who would be on the Politburo, and who would be on the Standing Committee. So even if it is this textual document, how is this relevant? How is it interesting at all? We'll move on very, very quickly after this.
Well, that's the assumption by most observers and experts that those are standard documents. Therefore, it comes back to square one, in which we really do not know what happened, and the speculation is likely to carry on amongst the observers and experts unless a new sort of developments take place where evidence can be seen.
All right, Dr. Lim, I guess the huge attention and the gossip, the speculation is because of the outsized role that Chinese senior leaders have in party and in government, even after they have apparently retired. Whether they hold on to positions in the Central Military Commission or they hold on just behind the scenes with networks of patronage and protégés. We've seen this happen under Deng Xiaoping, staying on in Central Military Commission, even as Hu Yaobang and Zhao Ziyang were general secretaries of the party. We saw that with Jiang Zemin holding on when Hu Jintao was leader. And Hu Jintao was the only one who very obediently gave up his position, as he should have done. In this context, are we reading too much into it because of the roles that senior leaders play in China's Communist Party?
In past regimes, party elders do have a certain influence that could be felt in the corridors of power. It could be overt or it could be subtle. However, in the President Xi's regime, which is typically, characterized by observers and analysts as somewhat of a strongman regime with a highly centralized power, it appears that the influence of party elders have somewhat diminished. There were some speculations in Western media about some of the veteran party members, including the 105-year-old Song Ping, but these are merely speculations found within the global media outside China. It appears that from President Xi's regime henceforth, that party elders would perhaps would not have a disproportionate amount of influence on current policy, given the highly centralized nature of his administration.
Oh, thanks so much for that. Dr. Lim Tai Wei, adjunct senior research fellow at the National University of Singapore, speaking to us there from Tokyo.